Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain markets today were actually higher, despite some other negative outside ag futures contracts. We had corn up a half cent in March to $3.74, roughly a nickel off the high and 4 cents off the low, so it closed the mid-range here to finish out the day there in March at $3.74. Beans, penny higher, about 8 cents off the low and 4 cents, 4 to 6 cents off the high for the beans. That put March beans at 880.5, up 3/4. And then the wheat futures were the really strong one today, up 8 3/4 in the March Chicago. Kansas City March up 9 at 481.5, about a half cent off the high. July 16 Kansas City wheat is back above $5 to close here at 502.5, up 8 3/4. So across the board, we were higher here. Part of the reasoning today was that the U.S. dollar was down sharply, down 110 at 97.36 in the December contract. And as always, the grains and commodities in general will typically go the opposite way of the dollar due to the export market implications of the exchange rates. Now, cattle futures extremely weak today, down another 4 to 450 in the feeder cattle, down $3 currently in the live cattle. So those both live cattle and feeder cattle continue to drive to new contract lows.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This morning's grain trade was primarily driven by the USDA monthly supply and demand report for the corn, beans, and wheat. Also, we had the not only the U.S., but the world numbers updated today. For the U.S., wheat was 911 million bushels for the carryout. The average guess was 918, so it was lower than guessed and the same exact amount as what we saw in November. Corn was bigger than expected and bigger than the last month at 1.785 million bushels. So that was a little bit bearish, or billion bushels rather. And then soybeans were at 465 million bushels, 3 million bushels higher than expected, but right in line with last month. On the world level, wheat, 229.86 million metric tons, bigger than last month by about 2.5 million, and then bigger than the average guess by about 3.5 million. So that was considered on the world level bearish for wheat. Corn, almost in line with last month at 211.85 million metric tons, just a touch below the estimate. And then soybeans, 82.58 million metric tons, where the average guess was 82.64. So that was a little bit lower than expected. So on the world level, corn and beans were both bullish and wheat was bearish.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, February live cattle down 292 at 124.15, April down 242 at 125.62, January feeder cattle down 322 at 150.62, March down 295 at 148.52, February lean hogs up 87 at 59.25, April up 90 at 63.25, March Kansas City wheat up 8 at 480.5, July up 8 1/4 at 502. 2022. March Chicago wheat 8.25 higher at 489.75. March corn up a quarter at 373.75. May unchanged at 379.25. January soybeans unchanged at 876.75. March unchanged at 879.75. March cotton up 37 at 64.81. May up 35 at 65.56. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.